Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I heard the last time you were on with Zeiss, Zeiss was trying to poo-poo the idea of the Titans forfeiting, and you were actually giving it back to him and giving the rebuttal, and he was just pretending like he wasn't hearing your answer, and then he would just ask a totally different question. Did you pick up on that too?
I've noticed that from time to time. Sometimes we have a good back-and-forth banter, and other times it's a little bit of parallel tracks.
Spillane.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. That's an understatement. Spillane, if he's not good, what's plan B?
It seems like Ulysses Gilbert and Marcus Allen, but they obviously haven't been real interested in using either of those guys on defense. So before turning to one of them, I almost think – they would rather just try to switch up some things schematically and maybe get some more of those defensive backs out there, flood the field with safeties, and try to tweak the usage of someone like Terrell Edmunds. But that's going to be pretty tough to do midseason, Pony.
Mm. Agreed.
Ryan, we hear this from the Steelers and probably from every team, but my God, Mike Tomlin has made next man up such a mantra. Standard is the standard. You know, we're all kind of like blue in the face reciting his cliches. Do you get the sense, talking to anybody, you know, talking to your sources, that this is somehow different than the normal, that they like have actually some sort of crazy level of belief in Spillane that he can really do this? Because I'm starting to get uneasy with the idea that they believe their own spiel here.
No, I don't, Chris. I think this is pretty much par for the course with them. I mean, I think a couple of the differences, when you look back to last year and they decide to go out and make the Minka trade, from what we heard from Tomlin and Colbert a little bit later on, it wasn't like they didn't like what was going on with Cam Kelly and Sean Davis and said, all right, who's out there that's available? If anything, he was maybe a guy that they had their eye on a long time, and it just so happened that he was in that spot. I don't know that there's an inside linebacker like that right now. And, you know, I almost wonder, too, if it's 5-0, you just don't want to screw up any of the mojo or the momentum that you have on your team and in your locker room. So I can't remember the last time that they went out and got some guy off the street who didn't have a team, maybe Steven Ridley a few years ago at running back. So I don't think that is a particularly likely avenue either, especially in a year where, you know, expanded practice squads, if you're not on a team right now, I don't know why anybody would really be all that interested.
Man, you know who just
on a team that's in first place.
You know who just popped into my head as you said that about Ridley? Didn't Joey Galloway have like a 15-minute cup of coffee with the Steelers, or am I totally making that up?
I don't remember
Malty, do you remember that? Did Joey Galloway play like two games for the Steelers at one weird late?
Oh, man.
Craig's saying yes.
2009, he was a player with the Steelers.
Wow. Yeah,
Hold on, Craig. I'm looking at his
he
football reference
He just popped right
page.
Into my head for like a brief second.
I'm looking
second.
At his football
he
reference
signed,
page,
He signed, never
Craig.
Played. They
I
put him
nothing.
On reserve.
Okay. That makes more sense because right. He played with New England for a couple games that
All
year.
Right. Well, the mojo thing, I don't know. I mean, to me, like, what if
the Chiefs didn't mind it. You also want to make your team better.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chiefs just brought Le'Veon Bell in. That's exactly right. They're not looking at, like, upsetting the apple cart there when they won a Super Bowl last season. We have seen and read a lot of trading juju. What do you think of that idea, Brian?
I don't like that one too much. It was actually a few weeks ago that I was wondering if maybe you could sell high on a guy like James Washington because of the emergence of Chase Claypool. But now what changes things for me is, one, this offense is finally clicking and humming. Don't take away a guy, even if you think that that's a position of strength. And two, Deontay Johnson's availability is starting to concern me a little bit. So I wouldn't really want to mess with that receiving core, even if, you know, kind of going to the idea of trading Juju, you have guys ready to step up for him. I think I would want to keep that intact right now and deal with the Juju situation after the season.
Brian, do you think that he's going to continue to find his role in the offense sort of diminish? Because I'm looking at the target shares, and his have been going down, not quite steadily, but they've gone down from the first 2 weeks of the season. He's had as many in the last three games, target-wise, as he did the first two.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's obviously going to bounce back from 2 for 6, you know, probably this week and going forward, but you're right, Chris. I mean, the shares of the targets are tough to come by when you've got a guy emerging like Claypool, mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson getting healthier. James Washington has been making the most of his opportunities, I think, this year. If anybody was going to be the odd man out, I thought it would be him. So I remember people asking me after 2 weeks, was Deontay Johnson going to keep this up being fourth in the NFL in targets? I didn't think so. It wasn't necessarily because I thought he was going to get hurt, but now he is. So I think everything will even out a little bit. You know, there's better days to come for Juju, but that week one, 2-touchdown performance might end up being an outlier when we look back.
Brian, we're not allowed to interview Jerry Dulac because somebody else pays him to talk for them, so we never get that opportunity. You work with him, and so I would assume there's some sharing of sources and material and working together on the same beat. Every time I see him in a chat, he gets asked about Juju's future, and he's very quick to say, oh, don't write off the idea of him coming back in 2021. Don't act like it's a foregone conclusion that he's a lame duck with the Steelers. Do you share that sentiment?
Partly, yeah. I mean, I'm not ruling out the idea that the Juju is going to be back. I know some people think that it's
how would it happen?
High in the sky.
How would it work?
I think step one would be they say we're just not going to pay Bud either for a long-term extension or a second franchise tag, which would actually make him a little pricier than Juju on a first-time franchise tag. So you plug in Alex Highsmith there at edge rusher opposite TJ Watt, and maybe then you do have a little bit of cash freed up to tag Juju. I think that is something that could happen, especially if this offense continues to look really good and Juju produces a little bit more. I mean, that's another thing that over the years, the Steelers have had a lot of guys who are stars, and when they reach that level, they usually try to get something done with them. The question here is, do they think Juju is a star, or is he more of a product of playing with Ben Roethlisberger?
It seems like he's a complimentary piece at this point, and I wouldn't really find much room to argue with that sentiment. Also, I would have to point out that Jerry is not ruling this out, but Jerry also said Landry Jones was the backup and put it in ink. And then I think the next time we saw Landry Jones a couple years ago, he was the face of the XFL. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, Brian,
wow.
I don't want to.
Shots fired. Fire the cannons there. Oof.
It's not me firing shots. It's me reciting facts.
Prediction, that's for sure.
I own up to my bad predictions.
Predictions and reporting are two different things, Brian. You should know that. You make predictions and you also report things. It's not the same. You can't put us in that same pot, in that same pile. We're not journalists.
Oh, I thought Chris was saying that was a prediction about Landry Jones, but anyway.
No. Well, I mean, it kind of was, and it didn't go that well. Anyway,
yeah.
Point being, yes, very different pile. Do you expect, Brian, overall, like we've talked about Devin Bush, how much, like we've talked about who could replace him, how much does this hurt them on that side of the ball? Because that's the other thing that I think has been a little bit strange to see on Twitter, is some subset of fans, A, being extremely bullish on Spillane, but then also saying, Devin Bush wasn't having that good of a season anyway, he was just okay.
I mean, Mike Tomlin even kind of alluded to that a little bit yesterday in his presser. I mean, it was a question about the whole who's going to wear the green dot helmet, communicate to the defense. And he was kind of like, hey, guys, I mean, Bush was in his fifth game of doing that. It's not like we just lost someone who had been the linchpin of this defense for years. And the whole question of was Bush the most indispensable player on this unit is an interesting one to me. I can see why you'd make that argument just because of the lack of depth behind him, which we're now seeing in real life now. But then I run through the hypotheticals in my head, and it's like, would you really rather lose T.J. Watt off this defense than Bush? Would you really rather lose Minka Fitzpatrick from a secondary that looked like it was in shambles before they brought him in early in last year? I don't think I would. So believe me, I'm not saying Spillane is Bush, and I don't think anybody's going to confuse the other backups for him either. But, you know, there were still some concerns with him in pass coverage. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. And I guess, no, I would come down on the side of he wasn't the most valuable player to this defense.
Very nice, Brian. Thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. See you, fellas.
There you go. And taking our slings and arrows at your
too much,
coworkers.
Too much from me there.
No, that was well done. I liked that. I got a kick out of it, and that's. I like to entertain the audience, but I also like to just entertain myself, and that's what you did there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.